At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 31st. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is nobody. It's just me. Here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. Leanna, unfortunately, not available on this of Saturdays. This Saturday of Saturdays. So it's just me. And I'm here to tell you everything that happened yesterday. It was day 73 in the house. Day 73. Interesting day. An interesting day. So as you guys know, We started the day. Jackson is our HOH. His plan was to put Jess and Christy on the block with Jess as the target. Jess is the target. And so he starts the day. He's going to do his one-on-ones. He is going to talk about, you know, who he's putting up. He has to break the news to people. That's kind of the plan for the day. Then they're going to do nominations and that's about the day. So we started the day with Nicole talking with Jackson and Holly. Well, it wasn't really the start of the day, but Jackson and Holly were really concerned about Jess's reaction. So one of the reasons why Jackson and Holly were concerned about this is because Holly usually feels like Jess is a lingerer. She likes to linger in the HOH room a lot. Every HOH, she always lingers. She was joking about it last week. But Jess didn't linger this week. Why didn't she linger? Does she feel comfortable? Does she feel like we're not going to put her on the block? Is she going to be upset that we're targeting her? Oh, no. Oh, no. The last time Jess was upset, she went nuclear. She went to Holly and she told Holly a bunch of stuff. She went to Sis. She told Sis a bunch of stuff and Holly got pissed. She's worried about what will happen. That was when Kat was on the block. Imagine the fallout when she's on the block. Oh. She'll start saying that not only do I laugh at Cliff when he limps, but that I actively injured him. Just worried about it. Nicole does her kind of signature move here. The same one that saved Kemi in week one. She says to Jackson and Holly, oh man, you know, Jess does love you guys. She will probably be pretty upset. She'll probably be pretty upset. She does love you guys. And since it's not going to work as well this time, but what are you going to do? Christy talks to Jackson. Now, remember, a big issue of Christie's has been that she has been very reluctant to be used as a pawn, despite all of the promises that she's made. So she does a decent job to correct that. While talking to Jackson, Jackson, please put me on the block. I completely understand. I'm not even going to question why you're not putting Cliff and Nicole on the block. Because, I mean, you know, I'm not questioning that, because I completely understand you're putting me on the block, and I get that. I promised. I do. I promised. So. Very understanding. So it's going to be me and Jess. Okay. I get it. It's me and Jess. And Jackson's like, yeah, you and Jess. Jess is the target. So are you going to tell Jess that I'm the target? He's like, no. He wasn't sure about it, but ultimately, no. He's not going to tell her that. Christy's like, okay. I get it. I'm cool. We're good. Not upset about it. Definitely willing. One other question, though. What happens if Jess wins the veto? And luckily, Jackson and Cliff have already worked this out. Jackson says, oh, easy. Cliff gets nominated. Perfect. Already prepared for this. And then Christy says, okay, so Cliff goes on the block. Who do you vote out then between me and Cliff? Jackson's like, oh, crap. Didn't prepare for this. Well, Christy, yeah. I mean, that's a good question. Is really, you know, I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day here, what we're talking about is that, you know, it really sucks that I have to use you as a pawn like this. I really don't want to have to do it. You know, I know you did offer and all of that. But, you know, I do hope you know that I don't like putting you on the block like this. Because she's like, yeah, no, totally get it. Totally get it. It's totally fine. The question, though, that I was asking was, if I'm on the block next to Cliff, who do you vote to evict? Jackson's like, I mean, yeah, no, that is a good question. Yeah, it's
I mean, the thing is here that you know, it's I mean, I really don't think, I mean, Jess isn't gonna win the veto, right? I mean, Jess isn't gonna win the veto, so it's not, you don't even have to worry about it, I don't think. Because she's like, okay, yeah, no, probably not gonna win the veto, right?
But what I'm asking is, if she does win the veto and you put up Cliff next to me, who are you going to vote to evict? Just like, yeah. No, I mean, I don't think we need to worry about Jess winning the veto. I don't think we should be worrying about that right now. I just feel like, you know, I mean, she's going to win the veto. Come on. I don't think she's going to win the veto. So don't worry about it. She's like, okay. All right. But who would you evict? Look, I mean, you know, it's just, let's just worry about things when they come. I think that's ultimately I think that's probably the best move. You know, just not plan things out too far in the future. Tommy ends up joining them, and Jackson lets Tommy know that Cliff will go up on the block if the veto is used. And he even, like, he's been worried that, like, oh, will Tommy use the veto? I don't want the veto to be used. Jackson is very much the kind of player, like, it's on his mind. And so he just kind of blurts it out. Like, he's talking to Tommy and Christy. He's like, yeah, and Tommy, if you wanted to win the veto and use it on Christy, like, that would totally be fine, because then I'd put up Cliff and everything would be totally fine and cool. So don't worry about it. And Tommy's like, oh, okay. Christy ends up leaving. Jackson talks to Tommy alone, and as soon as Christy's gone, Jackson says, yeah, so if the veto is used on Jess and Cliff goes up there, Christy's going home. We can't lose Cliff. And Tommy's like, oh yeah, totally get that. He's like, we can't lose Cliff, a guy, and leave Christy and Jess in the house. And Tommy completely agrees. Oh no, we can't lose Cliff. Definitely not.
No, I'm with you. We have to go ahead and vote out Christie. Yeah. Tommy does throw a little bit like, so why are we putting Cliff up there? What about, I mean, there is another option that isn't a man. Jackson's like, oh, no, I'm not putting Nicole on the block. No, definitely not putting Nicole on the block. Come on. That would be a waste of an HOH right there. Getting Jess out. No, getting Nicole out. Oof. No way. Can't be Nicole. So they talk some more, you know, they're working together. They trust each other, so on and so forth. Tommy really seems to be like, I think, willing to drop Christie, really willing to drop anyone here. Tommy just still doing his best to avoid the block. And he's succeeding at it for sure. But if it did come down to it, let me say this. If Jess did win the veto and Cliff replaced her, it would not surprise me if Tommy voted Christie out. He would go to her and be like, look, the votes aren't there anyway. What can I do? I think it's best for my game if I vote you out. And she'd be like, Tommy, I thought we were friends. And he'll be like, no, it's okay, though, because look, it's happening anyway. And, you know, when you look at me, you see home. And so if I win, it's like home winning. So, like, you should definitely try to help me out here. And she'll be like, but Baywatch. And he'd be like, oh, no, seriously, though, this is going to work. And she'll eventually be like, fine. So that'd be interesting. Jackson talks to Jess. Finally, he has to let her know that she will be going on the block and not necessarily as a pawn. Not necessarily as a pawn. He tells her he will be putting her on the block. Just what? Why? Why me? Look, you and Christy, you're the biggest mental threats in this game. I'm scared of you. You're going to win this. You're going to win the next HOH. You know, all the physical competitions, they're done. They're over. It's going to be mental competitions. I can't beat you, Jess. You're too good. Jess is like, what? No, I'm not. I'm terrible. I suck. Did you see me in physical competitions? In any of the physical competitions? I am bad at physical competitions. I'm not mincing words here. No, I suck at them. And you know what? I'm not even that smart. I'm not even that good at mental competitions. I won a mental competition, but think about it. I just got lucky because Nicole got questions wrong that I got wrong. We both got the same questions wrong, and I would have been eliminated if Nicole didn't also get the questions wrong. And I'm talking way too fast for Jess. I apologize. I definitely would have lost that competition if Nicole hadn't also gotten questions wrong. So if you think about it, I am not actually good at these competitions. I'm not gonna do that the whole time, just so you get a sense. Yeah, I missed the likes. What can you do? What can you do, guys? So it's really more likes than you know. People really want the likes. It's hard to put in likes. But, like, I guess, like, when you're, like, thinking about, like, man, okay, it's hard. It's hard, guys. It's hard to do likes and slow. When you do likes, you usually go fast. Jess is a tricky one. It's basically her arguing that she sucks and him being like, no, you're great.
No, but I suck. Seriously.
He's like, no, but you're actually pretty great.
No.
Jackson says that he wants her to have a shot to play in the veto. He says, go out and win that veto, Jess. Do it. You can do it. And so, so Jess, not gonna be successful here in convincing Jackson that she's no good. And ultimately, we see Jess and Christy nominated for eviction. Jess and Christy on the block. Christy, her fourth week in a row on the block. I feel like she's starting to approach some records here. Does Spencer still have the record? Or was that surpassed by someone? I feel like it was. Consecutive nominations. So she's on the block. It's been a full month on the block for Christy. And Jess is returning to the block after a long sabbatical. They are both there on the block together. Jess, very much over it. She says, I'm over it. Victoria is the one that beat, really, right after Spencer? I thought Spencer held that record for a longer time than that. Consecutive nominations. I think that's what, who knows? What are you going to do? I'm probably very wrong about this. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors and we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's get back to the show. So so Jess is very upset. She is going to be crying. It's really like it's Sis and Christy 2.0. They're in the RV room and basically crying to each other. But it's a lot of it's a lot of Jess being very upset that, you know, she's been left out all season long. People haven't like included me in like, it's not okay. And like, I feel like I'm like the last kid that was like picked for the team, you know, like it's not okay. And it just sucks. And it's, and I hate it. And this house is, it's been like this for so long and I've been so like alone and it's just really terrible. And then Christy says, oh, Jess, I wish, you know, I wish that I had aligned with you in the start of the season. I wish that I had aligned with you and Cliff and Jack and Tommy and like the good people and Sis maybe. I wish that had been my alliance all along, Jess. And Jess says, she's sobbing.
This might sound weird, but I've been waiting for you all season, Christy.
Christy gets up and hugs her and they cry together.
I've been waiting for you this whole time. For so long.
It's like, oh, light bulb. You now have an explanation for the entire season of gameplay from Jess. And it's like, look, I do have empathy for somebody that feels alone in the house. I do. It sucks, I'm sure. It's an environment that's very hard, and to go through it by yourself is, it's very difficult. Christy gets to have somebody that when she looks at him, she sees home. Jess doesn't have that. And that's not fair, and that's not nice, and that's not good. But at the same time, Jess is talking about being alone. She's had allies. She's had allies. Nicole was a great ally for her. She's had people that did choose her in the schoolyard pick. And she spurned them in favor of waiting for Christy, who constantly rejected her. not only spurned them, but actively threw them under the bus and trash talked them. And I wish that she could see that, because if she could see that, then maybe she would feel better and she would know that she wasn't alone. But this was a pretty interesting conversation. I really hope we get this with like super dramatic music. Between Jess and Christy.
I've been waiting for you for so long.
Oh man, it was good. Super dramatic. All right. So that's happening, by the way. I condensed that to like a couple minutes. That took place over like probably 2 hours, I think, with a few different people coming in and out. Tommy was there for a while and then he bounced. Cliff was there for a while. He bounced. It was a long time. But eventually the conversation comes to a close and Jess finally starts to go to a different location to start crying some more about being left out. To Nicole in the bathroom. She says she's been left out all season. She says to Nicole, I feel like I've been played by people. I've been played by people in this house. And Nicole says, but do you mean me? And Jess is like, yeah, I do. What? I just feel like I've been played by Nicole. The person that like trashed her own game to give her information. And so she's like, Nicole's like, well, I mean, please ask me anything. Like, if you feel like I've left things out or like that I'm not with you, like, please tell me, ask me. Jess is like, nah, it's just all season. It's just all season being left out. It's not okay. They go through the whole season again. They talk about the Grateful. They talk about the Six Shooters. And as they talk about the Six Shooters, Nicole's like, I mean, we do still have four of the six shooters left. Like, what if they are working together? They put you on the block. It didn't make sense to put you on the block. Why not put Christy and Tommy on the block? They want, maybe that's the reason. Maybe the Six Shooters are still working together. And Jess is like, no, I don't think so. I don't think it's necessarily that. I don't know. But Nicole's a little worried about that. Now we know that Nicole has been worried about these four working together all along. And this is definitely a moment that sparks a little bit of that paranoia that the Six Shooters are still together. But Jess is gonna, continue. I've been left out. That lasts like an hour. Then she goes to Tommy and there's more of it, but not really any relevant gameplay talk from that point. And before that happens, they did get alcohol. And Cliff was doing like stadium chants, I guess is what you call them. Sports. Texas A&M sports chants things. He was teaching them. I don't know why. Just because you can. Farmers, farmers. fight. I don't know. I didn't practice. Cheers. Chance. They are bored. They're very bored. And of course, Jackson is like not participating. He's just watching as everybody else participates. He's too cool. So they do that. Now, with the alcohol, of course, Jackson immediately like shotguns his beer, and this is actually a pretty good moment. The feeds cut it, like right on Holly as Jackson is shotgunning the beer, and you can just see the like resentment and like Arrested Development, I've made a terrible mistake in her eyes. She's just how, oh my God, I'm dating a frat boy. And this was not the only incident that night between the two of them that, that he was nagging her about picking at her hair or whatever. And he also at one point, I didn't catch exactly the moment it was, but at one point, apparently he was, saying something, because look, guys, I'll give you the relationship drama, but I'm not doing my investigative strategic analysis on relationship drama. But apparently what happened was that that Jackson was talking with I think Tommy and Christy, and he was saying something along the lines of like making a joke about, you know, oh, let me tell you what Holly says when we're in the shower together. And Holly had to be like, oh, no, don't say. And Jackson thought that was really funny, and Holly did not. Holly did not. I don't know how big college football is in the South. No, I completely understand that it's huge. It's not with me. So Holly's not pleased. Holly is very upset. She's going to talk with Tommy and Christy. She says she's concerned about her image again. You know, obviously this has been a season long kind of thing here, that, you know, she was concerned about having showers on camera. She was regretting it a little bit. And Jackson was like, oh, you regret me? You regret me? Okay, then we're done. And she was like, no, I don't regret it. And then, you know, throughout the season, she's also been worried about like being seen as a kind of, you know, getting the you might call them getting showers that might run out of hot water because you're the second person in there. Because Kat was in there first taking a shower. She's worried about being portrayed as that. She's been worried about being boring on the show, about only being in a showmance, and she's worried about being portrayed as a mean girl because she was with the bullies early on in the season. So she's been very concerned about her image all season long. And this is just more of that. She comes from a very conservative family. She considers herself to be very conservative. And so, she's talking, I'm only going to be known for being in a relationship with a 24-year-old pompous douchebag. I'm just the pompous douchebag's girlfriend. That's it. That's all I'm going to be portrayed as. It's no good. I'm a lot more conservative than it looks like based on the things that have been happening.
Like, I'm on camera, so it's like, oh, but normally I'm a lot more conservative than this. But it's not going to look like that. And so she's upset.
Rob in the chat says she's had a rash of concerns.
She says, hey, look, I'm not the girl you bring home from the bar. Maybe that's what he's used to, but I am not that girl. No. He's always telling these douchey frat boy stories. 24 years old. I'm just the older woman who's with the douchey frat bow.
Frat boy? Why do you keep saying frat bow?
Frat boy. 24-year-old pompous douchebag. Acting like I'm the girl he took home from the bar. She's not pleased. She's not pleased. It's a lot of tension here. I'm trying to say, bro. Oh, man, you're good, Demetrius. You caught it. Frat bro. I'm used to saying frat bro. I don't say boy that often. So that's where that's where Holly's head is at. Nicole is going to talk with Holly after her talk with Jess. And Nicole is still concerned about the six shooters being together, I believe. And she still wants Jess to stay, even though Jess has told her that she doesn't trust her and that she feels played by her. Still wants Jess to stay, Christy to go home. And so, Nicole is actually going to do some pretty good work here. And we'll see where this goes, but I do think that Nicole in this conversation might have planted a seed, something for a vote flip. That's what I'm getting at. She talks to Holly about how basically the state of these nominees, that Jess is on the block and she's talking about how she feels betrayed by Jackson. She really felt trusted by Jackson and that she really trusted Jackson. And Holly's like, oh, yeah, that sucks. She's going to be coming for Jackson. And Nicole was like, yeah, but if you kept her, she probably wouldn't come after you. Holly's like, that's a good point. That's a good point. If it was like a pre-planned thing, if she knew she was being protected, being saved, she probably wouldn't come after you. And they talked about how it's Christy and Jess and it's Christy and Tommy. And Holly was like, yeah, I feel like Tommy and Christy, they were drifting apart, but now they have nobody else. So now they're drifting back together. And Nicole pointed out that without Christy, Christy's kind of in the middle of those two people. Without Christy, instead of it being Christy Jess or Christy Tommy, it's kind of Tommy and Jess separately. And that, you know, Tommy might go after Jess and Jess might go after Tommy. And Holly is like, yeah, that's actually pretty true. because Tommy might go after Jess because she's going after guys, and Jess might go after Tommy because she's going after guys. And Nicole's like, yeah. When I was talking to Jess, she was like, I don't know where Tommy's head's at. They're not close. Without Christy, they're separate. And Holly's like, this is bringing up some good points here. We should talk about this more once we know what's happening with the veto. Now we know that Holly was already kind of less sold on the idea to take out Jess than Jackson, but now she's seeing some logic to the idea of keeping Jess and getting rid of Christy. This veto obviously going to be very important. If Tommy or Christy win, then I could see Christy coming off the block and this won't matter. But if, as I pointed out before, if Christy and Jess stay on the block, there's definitely an opportunity here for the vote to flip. Again, we've seen this before. Holly wants to get her own way. She tends to get it when it comes to her and Jackson. So It could be interesting. It could be interesting. Especially because, again, I think that taking Jess out is the right move for Jackson Holly, but they're coming at it from the wrong reason, with the wrong reasoning. So it actually shouldn't be too hard to convince them to do something else, because they have a misconception of where things lie as it stands. If you can convince them that that not only will Tommy go after Jess, but Jess will go after Tommy, then that's their ultimate best case scenario. It's even better than Tommy and Christy together. And it's another person that will take Tommy out for them, and they don't have to. And Tommy has shown to be pretty okay with losing Christy at this point. So there's a lot of opportunity here, I think, to get this vote to flip. It'll be interesting to see where we go from here with the veto. They did speculate about what the veto might be. They heard a lot of building happening outside, which told Christy that it's probably not hide and go veto, because they don't need a lot of setup out there for hide and go veto. They just need some booths. Jackson still kind of wants it to be hide and go veto. He's like, maybe they're making cabins. Each booth is a cabin. But it seems like there is a lot of building happening. So that does to me indicate that it's less likely to be hide and go veto. And maybe more likely to be something like BB Comics. And so that's something to watch out for. Cliff, Nicole, Jackson and Holly have all been talking about potential hiding spots if it is hide and go veto. So they are somewhat prepared for that. And I believe at some point they will really lock that in, just in case it is hide and go veto. They will tell each other their hiding spots. If it is hide and go veto, I would expect that Christy and Tommy have not a great chance at winning that one, because they will really be ganged up on there. Comics, though, I think they'll have a very good chance. Actually, they're pretty much in the prime spot to win a BB Comics competition, because they're both physical enough and mental enough, whereas most other people are only one of those things. If that makes sense. Remember, BB Comics has evolved from just like sliding down a thing to like running around a whole course and like karate chopping like things. So that's what we're looking at here. The veto will be played, I imagine, today, and we'll get the results in, and we'll see where we go from there. I do think that if Tommy wins, he already has permission basically from Jackson to use it on Christy. It wouldn't surprise me if he did, but at this point there's a chance he might also not. But I do think he will. Christy obviously would use it on herself. Jess would use it on herself. And apart from that, I think everyone else would keep them the same. Finally, we get into Holly doesn't really have a chance to talk to Jackson about what she talked about with Nicole, but she does talk to Jackson late in the night about this whole, joking about what she's saying when they're taking showers thing. And he apologizes. He was just trying to mess with her.
Just trying to mess with you. Just trying to make a joke. Just trying to piss you off.
She says that I know you're used to a different kind of girl, Jackson, but I'm not that kind of girl. I'm not the girl you bring home from the bar. I'm not. At this point, I'm like, all right, chill. Look, I don't go to bars, but going to bars is a perfectly acceptable life decision, I think let's not shame people that go to bars. Okay. or people that go home after bars. Do what you want with your life. So he's like, no, I would never think of you that way. They get into it. It's a whole thing. They're mad at each other. Look, they're going to get over it. It's typical showman's stuff. But there was a funny moment, too, where because she's talking about how she's concerned about how she's portrayed. And And he's like, well, it's just three weeks. There's only 3 weeks left. Okay. At 3 weeks and we're done. She's like, we're done? No, the game. 3 weeks and we're done with the game because you're concerned about how you're being portrayed. Oh.
Oh, man. These two.
These two. Let me know if you have any questions. We'll start to wrap this up here. Oh, man. I hope that Christy and Jess stay on the block, because I feel like that's going to be the most interesting for the week. I think that if one of them comes down, we're going to see a very straightforward vote. There's not a lot of leeway in between the if Cliff goes up or if anybody else goes up. Basically, it's going to be either Jess or Christy. They're pretty locked in terms of they needing to get either Jess or Christy out. They're just too close. So hopefully we get a little bit of an interesting week from that. Do I think if Christy wins the veto and Cliff is put up, Nicole might get emotional and vote Cliff off? No, I don't. Is Jackson snowed by Tommy? Yes, definitely. Is Holly trying to manifest that she's conservative? Yeah, just trying to envision it. What's best for Cliff's game, Jess or Christy going? Christy going would be better for Cliff's game, but either one of them leaving is great for Cliff's game. I will be posting. Yes. Tucky asks, can I post the Dan's funeral Twitch segment? So, 2 days ago now, I went live on Twitch and I went through Dan's funeral from Big Brother 14, in detail. And it was basically a big live feed update on, the few days leading up to Dan's funeral and then Dan's funeral itself, going over the article that that Dalton Ross wrote about it. It was a very, very interesting article. And so I did a 2-hour Twitch stream about it. I will be posting that on YouTube and tweeting it out if you're interested in checking it out. Let's see. If Jess leaves this week, is Christy the only one left that Nicole could possibly beat in the final two? Well, here's the thing about Christy. I think Christy has lost a lot of win equity. But I still feel like Nicole would have to win some competitions. I feel like Nicole has to win some competitions to get jury votes anyway. So I'm not, it's too hard to tell. Somebody like Nicole, she could benefit from a better jury, or she could win respect by winning the last couple competitions. So I don't think it's a matter of like, who can Nicole beat, and more along the lines of, can Nicole benefit from a bitter jury or get lucky and win competitions or whatever. Will Nicole win BB Comics? My guess would be no. My guess would be she doesn't even get picked. If anyone's not going to get picked, it's going to be Nicole. Oh, Nicole's zing of Holly and Jackson. Yes. Cliff was talking about how Holly was the only person who hasn't gotten a punishment all season long. And Nicole said, well, you've been dating Jackson this whole time. That's the punishment. Sorry, guys. I didn't have the quote in front of me. And I think I messed the delivery up there. Nicole has to get there and won't get there with Jackson and Holly. I think she could get there with Jackson. I think that Nicole has a great shot at winning the final three HOH against Jackson and Holly. Who do we think is the best chance of winning? It's still all over the place at this point. Cliff is really starting to climb, in my view. I mean, it's looking better and better for Cliff. Tommy is still in a pretty good spot, I think, being so protected by Jackson and Holly. And then Holly is still in a pretty good spot as well. It's really, I think those three are the top three at the moment. I might say Holly. I might say Holly's at the top right now just because Jackson will probably go before her. But I could easily see her leaving in the double. That's the thing. But so could Tommy. Cliff is the only one that I feel is safe for the next few weeks, but he has a little bit of a harder time at the end. So it's just so even, guys. Anybody can win. Anybody. Does Holly or Jackson cut the other knowing that they have a better chance to win? No, I don't think so. I don't think Jackson thinks that he can't beat Holly. Jackson is the kind of guy that Jackson would never cut Holly, in my opinion. Not unless she talked about cutting him or something. Would Holly cut Jackson? I think she's capable of cutting Jackson. Absolutely. But if her choices are like Tommy or Cliff, I don't know, maybe she could cut Jackson for Nicole, but that's real risky because Nicole's likable and Nicole could easily win. If people are kind of mad at you. So I honestly would not expect it. I would not. Who would Christy or Tommy nominate if they won the double eviction HOH? Jackson and Holly, in my opinion, as of right now. If Tommy goes to the jury, whose game do I think he might try to tank? Depends on how he goes to the jury. And then the other answer is anybody that Christy is sitting next to in the final two. He would try to tank their game. Do we think the double will be balls with the clown shoes? Maybe. Or it might be the puzzle they did last season that Angela won. That was like that traffic game where you move the cars out of the way so that the car can go through. That sort of thing, I think. But with balls and holes. Could be that. All right. That's what I got for you. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I will be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. We'll get the results of the veto competition. Should be interesting. Of course, tomorrow night, we'll be live to recap the Sunday night episode of Big Brother 21. And then Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, we'll be live with the roundtable. We'll recap the week and go through the stock watch. Should be a lot of fun. Make sure you check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. You can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. And also, you can find me on YouTube if you are interested in... you can find the Dan funeral thing on Twitch, but if you prefer to watch it on YouTube, I will be uploading it there. So you can check that out as well. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you enjoyed. Make sure that if you are ever in a position like Jess, when you're feeling like I've just been waiting for you for so long. Make sure you don't fall and land with a thud. Thank you, guys. We'll see you next time.